Kai speakers, Rabbi Chazan. I'm just filling in. My drosha will not be anything remotely like his drosha.
Sorry, there, Tovay, Rabbi Eliezer helping.
Mental gymnastics is his. So anybody who came to listen to him, anybody who's listening, who think they listen to Rabbi Chazan, they can switch off. I won't be the slightest. I probably don't know who they are anyway. Right, okay. I want to speak a bit about the Sedjab. I'll start with some inyanim on the Pasha. I'll start with speaking about something which you may not appreciate. Something that's happening now as I'm speaking. Something very significant is happening. And maybe you're not aware. People are always aware of the significance. As I'm speaking now, what is happening is everyone is listening. So I want to speak about the Koach HaShmiya. Remarkable. You know, Rabbeinu Yoina has gotten a riches about the Koach of Shmiya, listening. Perhaps an underappreciated faculty to be able to listen. Koach HaShmiya. Well, as soon as Rabbeinu Yoina said, the Koach HaShmiya, the Koach of listening, can transform a person's life. Koach HaShmiya. Everyone's listening now. Koach HaShmiya. So before that, I'll start just Hakdama. Rabbi Solomon Shmita once said, B'Shem, the Tshuvas HaRajba, the Rajba was asked, what is the meaning of the word Shema, listening? So the Rajba said, this is also, I think it's the Rashi in Chumash as well, that Shema has three meanings. Shema means to listen, and Shema means to understand, and Shema also means to accept, to obey, yeah? Vayishma, Moshe Kol Chosna, yeah? Having Chumash with that. So Shema means listening, or lot of understanding and obeying, putting into action. Yeah? So all that, he said, that's part of the Quran, Shema Yisrael. So the Koach HaShmiya encapsulates a lot more than just listening, yeah? So he said, very interesting, it's in other languages as well. If you say to your Chavrusa, Ich heard the Svara. You don't hear, you always heard it. It means you understand it, yeah? You say to a child, I'm in English, why don't you listen to me? Of course he's listening, he's not obeying you. So you see, in different languages, the same idea, the word Shema encapsulates these inyanim, all the inyanim of listening, understanding, and obeying, all in the word Shema. So Rabbeinu Yoina has an arichas about the Koach HaShmiya. Says that in a person in this Ode to Tshuva, if he hears Divrei Musa, the Koach HaShmiya can be my own person do Tshuva. Yeah. Nishma Musa Chacham, right. And he says in Lashon, with the Pasuk in Mishlei, Moire Naim Yisamach Leiv, Shmua Toiva Tadashin Otsem. So he says, interesting, he wants to explain this pasuk. He says something unusual here. V'yesh l'chol chacham lev l'das, ki lo yitochein shechibbe shloim ma'olav ha-shalom dvorim b'teilim ka'elu chinam b'soch divin musi v'yosh shemayim. It's not dvorim b'teilim, there must be some chat in it. So he says, the more naim is the ayin is very choshev, more naim yismach lev, our ayin is eva nichbad, the nichbad mimenu ha'oizem. The oizem is more deserves more honor than the ears have more chashivas than the eyes. Why? Ki yishmu bo shmua toiva hamadachenes eso etzem shein ba'agosha. Yeah? To dash an otzem. Lo yudushim anayim. A dried bones, a shmua. You hear something, can have a wonderful ashbor. And then he says, brings the chazal, oizem nichbedes mishar yavorim. Shim simus einoi, someone blind, someone nois and noi deme einoi. Chershoi, nois noi deme kuloi. If someone makes another person deaf, he pays his whole value. The person can't hear, he's cut off from what's going, all the sounds around him, and he's lost his most choshua faculty. And then he says, Chai, what now is him, he's boy, be yvara, be two of all his avoid, but to serve the bonus loyalum. Afki be yvarim hanich bodim, ashiyotzabai, nischai vlabemes yoitzlam. Right, and then he says, "Hiktim levay maz ha'oizem, b'varos ha'goyd l'chavis avadosai." And then he says, "That's the Hemshach Apostle. Oizem shemas techoches chayim, b'chav kamen tam kamen talim. Techach musa v'chayim. Oizem shmiras wouldn't change the person. Yeah, he brings a chazal. Nafal adam in agag v'nishburei varov. Someone falls from a roof, he gets broken. He needs to have a bandage on every Ava. Next, he also needs a bandage. He says, and the refuah is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu merape kol evarav b'retzia achas. There's one bandage, one refuah for all Arab, for all people, if they've got a very good tshuva. He shmirs ho'ayzem, hatu azdechem l'chu elai, shimu t'chi nafshechem. Koyach ha-shmir. To be able to listen, through hearing Divrei Musa, Divrei Torah, can transform, can make him into a completely different person. So it's an Eva Nichbad Ma'oid. Nowadays, a lot of things people have what's called visual aids. The Bahamas, some in Yanim of Limud HaTorah require a picture to help you. Maybe in Masechus Chulim, some in Yanim in Kalim, some in Yanim in some Masech that are a bit difficult. But there are in Yanim where no picture is required, and when no picture is required, it's not a Maila. Could even detract. Why? Because it takes away from the koyach of Havana. Yeah? Shnaim oiches in batalus. You don't need a picture of two people fighting over talus. That's not the point. The point is the Havana Shabbat, yeah? Similarly, I think more, right? Yitzias HaShabbosh Shtaim Shna'ah Bifnim. So there's a man inside, and there's Shusha Yochid, and there's somebody else, Shusha Rabbim, and he's transferring the item from Shusha Rabbim to Shusha Yochid. You've got to understand that one of them has made Nakira, and one of them made Hanocha, and together they've done a Malocha. So it's the Havana to understand the reasoning behind it, yeah? There's not really a need for a picture of a man standing in the street and a man standing in the garden. That's not the point. It's clear without it. See? Yeah. And melamed zchus, maybe those that make these pictures, because some children maybe need them. I'll be saying that over the a picture is the koyach haria, and it can sometimes detract from the koyach hashmia. The machanach, I think it's somewhere wrong. Machanach once wrote, if you make a picture in oisim tziur mikoldo, everything's a picture, even a simple thing, yeah. Lulav HaGozel is possible. Why? Because a mitzvah bob avera. Make a picture of a man stealing a lulav. So he says, in oisim tziur mikol dover, zen noikl min hatinuk kol koyach hamachshova shaloi. You make a picture, he's not going to, he's going to be satisfied with the picture, it's too superficial. If you make a picture, and that's what he's saying, in oisim tziur mikol dover, noikl min hatinuk kol hamachshova shaloi. Yeah? Interesting thing is, I saw this statement written in a sefer on a picture mishnayis, and it was written in haskama to the sefer. So haskama means haskama is translated as a probation, commendation. Is in haskama to the sefer. This, I can't remember the name it was now. This person is supposed to be a great. He wrote there ein lasos tziur mikoldov. Everything a picture. Everything's a picture, look at the picture. Because there are no kilmenatin that call Kerem HaShavah Shalom. The Shmia is to understand the concept. If you understand, you don't need a picture. You understand the concept of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, Rosh Hashanah Yochid, Akira Nocha, then it's a deeper chush, which is nikna, a kinyan in the seichel through the Kerem HaShmia. So you might ask a question. Loi tei Shmia gedoyle miria? Because I'll say, hearing can't be better than seeing. Seeing is more. Oh. The answer is, this cloud can't be, hearing can't be better than seeing. As if they seeing is better, that means when Beis Din want to verify that something happened, Beis Din want to know, did Reuven lend Shimon money? So two Adim come and say, yes, Reuven lend Shimon money. Says the Gemara, but Beis Din see in front of their very eyes, Reuven lent Shimon money, that's a bigger proof it happened. Seeing something happening is a bigger proof than hearing about it. Yeah? Ria loite shmia gedolim ria. Listening can't be better than seeing. That is talking about when you want to verify, did it happen or didn't it happen? So if you want to know whether something happened, it's better to see it than to hear about it. But if I have a mission of Shnaim Ochzim Batalis, I don't want to know whether it happened, two people fighting over Talis. I don't want to know whether the, I want to understand the story behind it. It may never have happened. I want to understand the Havonos HaTorah. It's just a theoretical case, yeah? I don't need to know that a man stole a lulav. I need to understand that if a person steals the response, Mameiros is the Koyach Havonos HaTorah, and for Havonos HaTorah, there's a mile in Shmia. Listening and understanding is a mailer. That's the ikar of Havonos HaTorah. So the Koyach HaShmia ben Yosef Eva Nichbad Ma'oid, and through Shmia a person can be Nepach Lishachaya, and it can be Shmur Tov Dashan Otzim. So I think the connection with this week's episode is obvious. We'll see, it ties in what I just said now. After 6 years being an Eved, he doesn't want to go. He has a hole in his ear. Says Rashi, Oizen Zu Shama Sinai, Kili B'nei Yisrael Avodim. You meant to be an Eved of the Bein Shleilim. Avodahem, but Avodim and Avodim. Yeah. Oizen Zu Shama Sinai. Were these words said at Har Sinai? Were these words Li B'nei Yisrael Avodim, were they said at Har Sinai during Matan Torah? The answer, they weren't. The Pasim V'yikra. So the Mepharshim said, Pshat is, the Yidden heard, Anoichi Hashem Lekecha Asher Tzichem Beis Avodim. So if you hear the Ribbono Shel Olam took you out of Mitzrayim, Mibeis Avodim, that's like you've heard you're an Eved Hashem. Come to Chayes, I have this verse. I said before, Shmia means understanding. So, Oizen Zu Shom Ab HaSin, they may not have heard those words, Li Blei Sol Avodim. But if you hear, Noich Hashem Lekecha, Asher Tzichem Beis Mitzrayim, Beis Avodim, Ribbono Shel Olam took you out of Avdus Paroi, you're supposed to understand, that is equivalent to hearing, you're an Eved Ribbono Shel Olam. Remember, here we have this Indian that Shmia is not necessarily listening, it's understanding. And then we have the third pshat in Shmia to put it into practice. We said before, Shmia means listening, understanding, and obeying, putting it in, and applying it to Maisa. So this person, first of all, he has to hear the words, what you heard, or says, never heard. Then he has to understand that when you hear the words, Anoich Hashem Mekecha, Asher Tzichem Etzayim, that is, you are now hearing, you're supposed to understand the message is to be an Eved Ribbono Shel Olam. And the third stage is to realize that it's a stira, is contradicting that to be an Eved Ribbono Shel Olam, to be an Eved to a person. But Mela, he wasn't being Shemei, he wasn't putting it into practice. So here we have all these three means of Shmia. Here you have to hear the words, understand what is the message being conveyed here, and so this may come to Chayes. That is the Taina. There was Koyin on the Asma. He didn't hear what was being said to him. Of course, he heard the words. He didn't understand what was meant by it, and he didn't put it into practice because he was Koyin on the Asma. Okay, this is a stuck up done by the Kerech Shmia. Right, now I want to mention about one of the mitzvahs this week, Sedra. There's an Issa, one of the Tag mitzvahs in the Chinuch is mitzvah Samach Ches. And she actually calls it Impashas Im Kesef. Interesting. Chinuch, there was a Sedra called Im Kesef, a separate Sedra, and they say in the Kedom, it says there are more certain years when there's a, obviously not an Ibiyot, when there's a year with a Shabbosim, with Yontav, they used to have a separate Pasha, yeah? Sometimes that's not known nowadays, but the Kinsu are Pasha Im Kesef, yeah? Strange, the previous Sedra ended in the Sheikh and Benechim Yisayim, basically, that was the end of a Sedra. In the Sheikh and Moz, Benechim Yisayim, the end of a Sedra, was a Pasha, yeah? Pasha Im Kesef. Yeah, no, but this was no, it means a Sedra. The Sedra number said there have been certain Kvir Shana. I think the feed the climb of the Sedras in certain Kvir Shana, we have to do things not so like a Tchila. I think before Yom Tovim, and some years in our Kvir Shana, we have to do a Zach, which is a bit not really, we'd be ideal to have Mishnah, certain Sedra, and then they had the extra Sedra to avoid that. Anyway, so I got Pashim Kesef because, right. So it says here, Lenoshis Yad, Bein loivel and malvel ribis. Not be isser ribis. There's an extra lav, a separate lav, not to be involved even with ribis. And it's asset with ribis, and a malvel, to be an orev, or an aid, or a sofer. Interesting. A lav in the Torah, not the lav ribis is indifferent. In the chasm of the chinuch, in this week's said, the lav is, l'sesimun olav neshach, which the chinuch said, doesn't mean don't charge from ribis, don't be involved in ribis, or of aidim and sofer. Yeah? And the marbles also include the ground of the ikizish. So he says the shrosh and mitzvah is the keira toiv chav yishv amoy al ken tibel hosim mikshol leval yivla hawache echa chayil chaveiru. You're eating up another person's property. Meblish yags batzmai. Achim se beisu reikim mikol tov. Ken dakosho ribbis, yeah? So you've got a shtick, I've got like a horror here. It sounds like ribbis, kilu you're eating up the other person's property. Yeah, Rashi and Chumash says the ribbis like a nochash, he's biting him, like he's consuming him. Yeah. It's interesting, you look in the another chinuch in Sefer Devarim, the mitzvah to lanochri sash, charge ribbis to a goy. Yeah? So you couldn't, it's just a hetter. So you're allowed to charge to a goy, and being with that, don't charge to a yid. The chinuch, thinks Rama follows the shitta, it's a mitzvah deraisa. If you lend ribbis to a goy, you mechui charge him ribbis. If you lend money to a goy, it's a chiyah to charge him ribbis. Says the chinuch there, the shlosha mitzvah is, because to show there's a special chesed, it's a special act of kindness. One yid to another yid does not charge ribbis. It's a chesed. And he says, and it's showing the chashivas of Klal Yisrael, we are the nation that keeps Torah mitzvahs. We are the Aman Nivcha. So we have a special arrangement, one yid to another yid, interest-free loans. And Mela, to bring out the point that Klal Yisrael is the Aman Nivcha, and Klal Yisrael keep Torah mitzvahs, and we're a higher madrigan than the goyim. So we have this special chashivas that we give money without charging interest. And for a goy, so if you don't charge interest to a goy, you're not making this distinction clear. Therefore, you should charge ribbis to a goy to bring out the point. And that is, he says, just like it's a chesed, it's bringing out the point of the chashivas of Klal Yisrael. So here we see the chinuch is telling us that ribbis is not charging interest like eating up the owner's property, being nasty to him. Ribbis is normal. If you hire a car, you give back the car in good condition, plus you pay money for it. Yeah? Money for services. Anything you hire, anything, yeah? If you hire tables and chairs, whatever you hire something, you use it. You give it back, obviously what you gave back. In addition, you pay for the service and be able to use it. So why should money be different? Someone's got £100,000, £10,000, a big sum of money for a few years. So he can make lots of profit with that money. So why should he not give the malva some money to pay for services rendered? The chayav b'svara you should. So in a way, it's a chiddush that you're not allowed to charge ribbis. Money is free. Why can't you say, it's not ribbis, I'm hiring money. Call it hiring money. What's the difference? If you can hire a table and chair, why can't you hire money? The answer is you can. The difference is, when you hire a table and chairs, you give up the same table, the same car. If you hire money, you give up the same money, you can. The marshal, I want to make a demonstration, an exhibition of all the various currencies of the various countries. So I want to make a dollar bill and a Canadian dollar and a £20 note and a £5 note, all different, they're all nice in mint condition. I want to display all the various coins of various countries. So I asked the man, can you give me some coins to use for a week for my exhibition? I want to have nice crisp coins and all crisp notes and coins in mint condition, and I'm going to give you back afterwards. That you can charge for that. Laharis, exhibition, because you're giving back the same, it's not halvor. You're not borrowing money, you're hiring money. The reason why you can't charge ribbis is because he doesn't want the same money, it's milvelot son, you're spending the money, yeah? If you hire a car, you give the same car back. You can't borrow money and say, can I hire £10 of you? You don't want that £10, you owe him £10, you've got a chayiv. Once you've got a chayiv, it becomes subject to ribbis. So that's the chiddush of ribbis. Come to chayis is not really. Davidim tzorchin do shteitin chinuch and Rashi. The ribbis is noishes. It's eating you up. It's consuming as well. It's a very mistabedic arrangement. The raya is, if you said to someone, "I'm lending you £10,000 for a year. Give me back £1 a month." He'd jump at the opportunity. You're doing a gewaldige chesed. He can use £10,000 and pay £1 a month. Yeah. There's a Gemara which says, somebody who gives ribbis is like kaif in the Torah. The Gemara says, he thinks, Moshe Bain didn't know about business. Ilu yada Moshe. As well as, she has revach badav, he wouldn't have written the Torah. Like, you know, Moshe Bain, the Torah, chas v'shom, the Torah wasn't in keeping with business practice. A ribbis is a good way to earn money. So one of the farshim on the Taz says, obviously there's revach badav for the malva. Well, everyone knows ribbis. Moshe Bain did. Says the Taz, the Pshat is, Ilu yada Moshe, the loiver's got a revach badava. Not only the malva who lends the money and gets his ribbis, the loiver who borrows the money has got a wonderful revach. He's got money to use to invest, to make lots of profit, and he's paying back a small amount of money. So the loiver's got a revach. Both people gain. Ribbis is an agreement, both people get, everybody's happy. It's a gewaldige tova. So it's a gewaldige, it's a shtikla chiddush. We're not allowed, it's a chesed not to charge ribbis. So it's stated in chinuch, the lenachri sashich, this is a special chesed, one year to another year, money is free. What does that mean, free? You only give back, no charge for the money, yeah? Someone said, joke, it's just saying, come and take some money out. She said, free cash, take some money out, it's for free, the money's for free. Free cash withdrawal, it is free. You only, whatever you take, you charge for no more than that, it's free. There's no extra charge. It's a chesed. Now, Ilu Yada Moshe, the loivers. Yeah, the cash on this, of course, is the Gemara in Bamatia makes a three chesed between ribbis and gezeil and anor. Three lavim. Stealing. You mustn't steal. You mustn't cheat. And you mustn't take ribbis. The chayre, no sheiches. Tzolchim, what's the sheiches? Ribbis, another difference is stealing and cheating, one person does it to the other person against his will. Reuven steals from Shimon. He's doing a big avli. He's stealing from Shimon. Reuven overcharges Shimon. Shimon's got a big tally. You overcharge me. One person's had an injustice done to him. I've had my item stolen. I've been overcharged. But if two people do ribbis, it's by mutual consent. And it's taka osa imbeb. That's the chiddush of ribbis, yeah? Gezeila and no is mutter. You agree to charge the price. That's the price. Gezeila and no, you're doing a, you're schwindling the enemy. You're baaveling him. Just, well, not an English word anyway. Yeah, but you're doing an avler. Memele, he's the victim of, yeah. Ma'ase enkin ribbis is by mutual agreement, not stam agreement, enthusiastic agreement. A small sum of ribbis. Nevertheless, Torah says, "Oh, sir, it's a chesed Hashem." That's my. I look as a bit of a, seems like a steer to me a bit. Here we're saying ribbis is you bleya chaveira, eating up his wealth. Yeah, Rashi chumir like a nochash, you're biting him and you. But there can be ribbis. It's not maybe it's a chesed between what. What level of ribbis and what to chreis? Whether it's something that's compound, it can build up, of course. Yeah, someone gets behind on his payments, he may end up being a b'yisoy. It doesn't have to be and being noishach. It could be an agreement which is a tova for both parties, and the tova says it's not allowed. Yeah, the chas takap pshat, the Torah says there's so many. That's probably so many drabonons of ribbis. There's many, many sur drabonon. As I said, ribbis is with money. Don't even give him a big shachmonos. All these things, what's pshat? Even ribbis rabbanon, other rabbanon. The answer could be the pshat in rabbanon, because this issa needs a lot of safeguards. The issa to take ribbis needs a lot of yisurid rabbanon to fence it in, to stop you. Why? The Torah says, Lashem, because a person feels I'm entitled to it. There's a big yetzer hara for ribbis. There's a big tiver. I've got money in the bank earning interest. I give it to you and you get nothing from it, just the same money back. Bear in mind that it's worth less as well. What about this? I'll give you money now, £1,000. In 10 years' time, pay me back, but be reasonable. Pay me back with the same amount of money, £1,000 can buy now. Sounds very reasonable, no? £1,000 now. So I've got to say, whatever. Can buy a good, how much shopping can you get for £1,000? So in 10 years' time, I won't be together. So maybe make an arrangement, I'm asking any grace of collusion, be a mensch, give me back the amount of money but to buy the same purchasing power. Thus is mamush emesirik. Now that sounds very sacredic. Thus is the Gemara. It's gone down, the money stays, things have gone dearer for fallacies. You're losing out. You're losing out big time. Imagine that. Have all, in £1,000, in 10 years' time, paying for £1,000.
What happened if you don't pay back in 10 years?
What happened?
That's mitzvah.
You pot him then, he won't pay back, yeah. If you've got reason, he won't pay back, you pot him lending to him. Oh. Yeah. So that's a chiddush of ribbon. There's a big taiva. And that's why there's many, many safeguards, isurid rabbonon, to stop a person being over. Because a person will very much be tempted to be over ribbis, and he may not think I'm doing anything wrong. If you steal, you know you're stealing. You've got a good conscience. I'm stealing. Of a ribbis, by consent of both parties, one may not realize it's an aveira. Of the Torah says it is an aveira. An aveira chamura mioid, yeah? So it could be the pshat is that the Rebbeinu Shlom wants one area of business to remind you to have bitachon in the Rebbeinu Shlom. The rest, all of the other things in the business world, everything's profit, profit, everything's profit, yeah? Nobody sells for the same price they bought, yeah? Zoviv and Zoviv, Tagri, Ikri, Notach, yeah? Nobody gives things away free. Everything, there's profit. Everything in the business world is for profit. The male, a person can become drawn into the mindset of profit. I'm earning profit. So everything, what's in it for me? Everything's for profit. Is made, you might start earning money. Oh, I'm earning a good living. I'm a good businessman. I know how to charge a good price. I know how to undercut the competition. Made a person go through his life in business, everything's profit and charging, and even when they charge less, also for profit, yeah? Charge a bit less to get the customers to charge more. Everything's one vicious circle, trying to earn money, trying to get profit, trying to earn more than other people. So if everything's profit, a person begins to think, oh, I can earn a good living. So one thing is for not for profit. Giving money is not for profit, nothing in it. Just give, get back the same as you gave. May that will remind a person, and the Rebbeinu Shlom gives the tzivri, you can earn panos without your ishtadlus. So there's one area of business which is different, it's a special chesed, a yid to another yid is not allowed to charge for money. Money is free. You just give back what you gave. That means a gavadik chesed of without ribbis. Okay, right. Another mitzvah in the parasha. Not to cook basa b'chalav. Now, basa b'chalav is different to other machalas asuras. Other machalas asuras, the main thing is don't eat it. Don't eat the velas, don't eat treva. Basa b'chalav, an issa to cook it, remarkable. Person goes to a cookery course, he cooks meat and milk, and issa the raisa. He doesn't eat it. The chinuch says, the shrosha mitzvah, it's mashak asavdu mitzvahs machshefa. It's similar to kishuv. What is kishuv? Because kishuv is, when you could do kishuv, you take certain things in the bria, changing the bria. Kol oisib b'kshofim, makkish pamalya shomayla. Version made certain, in your own, everything's masuda, and you can tamper with things and change things, yeah? Same issa is the issa of kalayim. What's the issa to crossbreeding? Crossbreeding animals, crossbreeding, but you're making new plants. Says the Chinuch, pshat is, it's lacking in emunah in the Seidah Bria. The Bria is Masuda. Hashem made everything with meaning, and you're tinkering with these things. Tinkering with the Bria, making, says it by Kishuv. No, man. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, here. Kol David Yom Tava Lifu Pelosu Tova Yisha. Everything's Lemineu. Ein Chayis Yesher and everything. But if he mixes together, Bis Av Malachay Malachas Hatruvus Yes Bot Stadium Shluhush Mel Mishdamis Ben Ki Yedei Elakim Shesayfa Ma'is Ayotz Be Bad. Meiluk Shofim doing Kishuv, doing Kalayim, all these things. You'll take the Briyas Masuda. Every min's got its type. Everything's meant to stay in its own category. Yeah. Don't mix animals, don't crossbreed animals, and don't crossbreed plants, and don't do kishuv, because kishuv means through magic, there's a koichas atumah, one can create things that are not supposed to be made. Yeah. Kshofish, machishim pamali shamals, I mean, ki'ilu, so to speak, the bernsham, you're making wheat, the bernsham is bria, because you're creating things that are not supposed to be made. So it says the chinuch, basa b'chalav is the same. We don't understand why. We have to believe when Mamin and Bataya, if the Bernstein didn't say don't eat meat and milk, don't cook meat and milk. Something happens when you cook meat and milk, a certain mix, a certain aromas, which is negative to say that bria. Yeah? Bernstein doesn't mind if you cook meat and potatoes together. That's a taruva. Of a certain, sometimes the Bernstein has a certain mixture is harmful. Why is it? I don't know why it's harmful. In the Yolim Ruchnim, in the Seida Bria, this combination is dangerous. Dangerous in a spiritual sense. Remember, like the Bernstein says, you don't make kelaim, don't mix together crossbreed animals, and don't crossbreed plants, and don't engage in kishuv, in magic, and make things not supposed to be made. Similarly, don't cook meat and milk together. Yeah, so Kilkis says, in Mordecai, that says Issa, yeah? And then that could be eaten if you don't cook meat and milk. You go on a cookery course and you cook milk in a fly sugar pan. All kinds of rice, blius. You go to a goyish restaurant and you want to cook some cheese there, whatever. And the same source sperm was used within 24 hours for fly sugar. You've also cooked meat and milk. You could also be chashed rice. You've cooked meat and milk together. Yeah. The eighth is someone is. It's not really a panos. I once told somebody, went on a people know, but more the wider community might be aware of this. They might know we don't eat meat and milk together. They realize to cook meat and milk, yeah? Someone's child once went on a cookery. I think he'd been in yeshiva, and he left yeshiva, and he felt he had a certain ability to be a chef. Went on a cookery course to learn cookery. But it wasn't a Jewish place. I said to the father, you know, it could be a chef, and he's doing it could be over this or the rice, he's cooking meat and milk, the recipe's got meat and milk. So he said, yeah, as my freak is a strafe. I think he wasn't made anyway. I mean, you can see, I mean, just to argue, interesting to note, the Chazal which says, a person shouldn't say, I don't like Bosa Chazer. I'd like to have Chazer, but you shouldn't let me have it. To show that, so al chazer actually we don't feel we've got a tie, but maybe you can't taste it. Al bosav cholav, we can understand it. Why shouldn't we have bosav cholav? Many recipes have taka meat with butter and cheese. Probably very. I'm sure it's very. I've got no suffix. It's tasty. People say al machal suz. You can't say I don't like because you feel the crazy. You feel it's ekledik. It's not ekledik at all. But it's probably very tasty. And then the recipes for that. But I'm not even allowed to eat it. And I'm not even allowed to create it, even for goyim. So he said, and again, because it's an issue, you might understand there's many rabbonon, same idea. Because you might not realize it's osa, you might not realize the severity, there's many isuri rabbonon for bosa b'cholav. Like by ribbis, many rabbonon to safeguard the moshul, you can't have meat within 6 hours of eating together, not derice here, not cooked together, so in derice, sitting on the same table. Not allowed to sit on the same table. One person eating cheese and one eating meat. So I once gave a shiur and I said, you see, it must be what a kilkel it is in the bria. It's a kilkel in the whole bria. It's a kilkel in the bria. But of all, haraya, in the halacha is so severe, you can't even sit on the same table as someone else who's eating meat milk. Why? Because you might ask if it's food. Unless these people are mamush. What they're saying is, tight to creak. They're falling out, and he's made a nade, I won't eat your food anymore. If the mamash soinim gemurim, if the enemies, the chemists are on the same table, yeah? Someone said, well, if the enemies, that's also kilk in the bria. Just as bad as Basil Chol, the enemies, okay, as soon as I call upon him, there's the Isad Rabban, same thing to safeguard Basil Chol, not still on the same table, yeah? Unless you've got a reminder. So again, we see Basil Chol in the Indian, whether the where the Torah asks it, and the Rabbanon wants to safeguard him because the Torah understands that it's harmful in the Bria. And the Chinuch says it's similar to the kish of the creating a mixture is not meant to be made. And that's like this week says it's Taka Bishul, and there's three times in the Torah. And Rabbi Machai points out it's always in the Torah next near the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. Sholosh Yiro Kozukhuch, am I right? Yeah? Balkoira, confirm? Mishpatim, he says in the same pasuk, Tavi, come to three times a year, come to Ribbono Shel Olam, Aliyah L'Regel, and don't cook Basar Mecholav. That's in Mishpat. I'm thinking, A is also quite near, Basar Mecholav. The Issa, Basar Mecholav, is in proximity to the mitzvah of being Olam L'Regel, going to the Beis HaMikdash three times a year. So Rabbeinu Bechaya, you go to the Beis HaMikdash, is Shoev Merucha Kedusha, Tahara, Hashpoz, close to the Shechina. You get Madregas in close to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Merucha Kodesh. Basar Mecholav is a contradiction. You won't be able to have the Hashpoz. To go to the Beis HaMikdash, to receive the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, Sham Shel Kodesh, being in the Beis HaMikdash, seeing the Avodah, stepping into Azorah, Zayim Machim Kodesh, it influences the person on a higher level. He gets new daggers in Kedusha, and he becomes closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Beis Hashem Lekecha. Avada, Ribbono Shel Olam is Meloich Ra'os Kevodoy. To the Beis HaMikdash, there's a special closeness to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam, you can get madregas of Kedusha, get new asogas, new ideas in Ruchnius, your horizons can be widened. Says the Pasuk, but don't have Basar Mecholav. Some all Mecholav. Basar Mecholav, if you eat Basar, maybe, I don't know, if you cook it, I don't know, if you eat it, maybe someone eats it, so if you eat it, then it makes a kilkel, and you won't be on the Madrega. You won't be on the Madrega to receive the Ashbos of being Ola Regal. Because it's Ma'arv of the Seich, or Machosu, it's Ma'arv. Matamtam is Lim. Tamtam means blockage, yeah? All forbidden foods are Matamtam, yeah? Rashi Nisuk Sedra. Nevelishli. Anshe Kodesh Tiyun Li. If you don't eat Neveles and Trefus, you are Shali. Vim Lav, you belong to Nebuchadnezzar. Tanta Rashi. About the Yid, he's still a Yid if he eats Machosu. Person, a Yid eats Machosu Suras, Chas V'Shalom, is not Sheli from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Every Aveira person does makes him distant from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because an Aveira means going against the Ratzon Hashem. So every Aveira person does is Merachek himself from the Kol HaKadusha. But it seems in this Rashi that Macholas Asuras, Rashi's talking about the various and Trefus, isn't it? But I'm not sure what he buys, all Macholas Asuras. Rashi makes just an example. Neveilus and Trefus, yeah? Neveilus and Trefus, yeah? Again, Neveilus. It's also Lemala Masugasenu. You can't say it's Echeldik, because it's the same behemoth, the same knife, the Sheikhet paused in the middle. Sheikhet took a knife, as he was cutting, he paused for a second. That's Neveilus. So you see, called the Chilek is the same meat. A kosher shechita is bosa. So eating, forget it, gives you koyach. The koyach you get from eating meat, you can serve your Ribbono Shel Olam. And the same animal, the same, or slight pegim in the sakim, is an issa d'oraisa, and it's matamtam, can make you rochach from the Ribbono Shel Olam. So you see, the koyach and bachal, if you don't, if anshe kodesh tiyun, if you don't, you're not doing anything, you're not shili, you've lost your shaykh to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's a grace of kilkel. Meila, and basar bachal has got a chiddush. Unlike all the other machals of suras, not only also to eat it, also to benefit, and also to cook it. The person understands what's harmful, what's not harmful. Yeah, the person understands that this is it's a kilkul. We don't understand. It's obviously a choik, but this is the koyach haTorah to tell us what's harmful for us. And if we're nizer from all the Yisur haTorah, we can reach Grace Madregis from Kedusha. Yeah.
He didn't make any tzirim. Sofrim Shapshim at tzirim. He wrote his very so clearly. Everyone makes them tzirim. And my intimate master, Rabbi Lewis, Yeah. 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 Yeah